The Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall will come to East Peoria today. It's a 3/5 scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C.
This is the way it should be. You know, these people risked their lives, some of them lost their lives, and they should be recognized for that.
That's East Peoria Commissioner Dan Decker. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Wednesday, September 23rd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. An initiative to rename 6 Peoria Public Schools buildings will move forward, but the process won't be rushed. Joe Deacon reports.
Last month, Board of Education Vice President Gregory Wilson proposed removing the names of men with ties to slavery and racism in favor of more diverse honorees with Peoria connections, including Reverend C.T. Vivian and Annie Malone. Board members Dan Walter and Lynn Kostick both serve on the district's building committee. Kostick says the best option may be to pursue just one or two schools at a time.
There is a lot involved in making these changes. We're definitely not trying to negate doing it. It's just that you don't want to get into something and make decisions and those decisions be incorrect.
Walter says many board members have heard from people who say now is not the time to rename schools as COVID-19 lingers.
You're in the middle of a pandemic. You've got the things we're doing. The administration's working hard to get us back into school and get things back on that. Is this the time to really even get into this area?
A vote taken Monday did not approve new names, but merely moved the proposal forward, as Board President Doug Shaw explains.
We're not putting a timetable on it. We're not putting an order on it. We're just saying this authorizes the process.
Wilson says he supports having the building committee lead the process and not addressing all 6 schools at once. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials reported 71 new COVID-19 cases Tuesday, bringing the region's total to 5,277 since the start of the pandemic, and no new deaths were reported. Illinois Republicans are ramping up efforts against retention of State Supreme Court Justice Thomas Kilbride, and stakeholders from across Illinois say recent coal plant closures have adversely affected their communities. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall will be in East Peoria today. Tim Shelley spoke with East Peoria Commissioner Dan Decker about what the city's planned and how you can pay your respects.
It's going to arrive at about 9:45 by motorcycle escort, Illinois State Police, along with the Quiet Pride and some of the Tazewell County Sheriff's Department. They are all going to escort the wall into East Peoria, and then our officers and fire department are going to secure the intersections while it comes down into East Peoria. Could it pull up? About 10 o'clock we're going to start putting the wall together. It's going to be on the Civic Triangle. It is 144 feet in two directions, 388 feet total. One end of the wall, I guess the west end of the wall, will go along side of the library and the shared space, and then the other side of the wall. So as you're driving down into East Peoria, you'll be able to see it. You know, it'll look great.
So like that Levy District area, basically right down there by the library.
That's right, yeah. It should take a few hours to set it up, and then we're going to have an opening ceremony on Thursday, and that's going to begin at noon. And I'll tell you, we've got a lot of things going on with that. It's going to be a neat thing as well. We're going to have a missing man table ceremony put on by, I believe, Pekin, J-R-O-T-C. They do a good job. They do it at the dinner for the honor flight. Elise Ahrens, she plays violin. She always plays the national anthem at the beginning of each of the honor flights. So she's going to play the national anthem that day. She first started doing it when she was about 7-8 years old, and she's 14 or 15 years old now, and it's always been an enjoyable thing for the vet to hear her play. Besides that, we're going to have posting of colors by the Tazewell Military Rights team. And then we are going to have a couple speakers, one keynote speaker. I'll get to him last. First of all, we're going to have the mayor of East Peoria. Thank everybody for coming and welcome everybody to East Peoria. I'm going to then introduce Clayton Lushan, Clayton's general, and then Medal of Honor recipient Hal Fritz is going to be the keynote speaker. And his story is remarkable, what he did, why he was awarded the Medal of Honor. So he's going to speak, and the whole ceremony should last 45 minutes to an hour. And I think it will be a good beginning to show the respect and honor to those who are on the wall.
Got it. So it's basically going to be there. You're going to start assembling on Wednesday. The ceremony's on Thursday. Then Friday, Saturday, you can come out and pay your respects to the wall, pay tribute, and then Sunday afternoon it'll be taken down and it'll go to its next destination.
That's right. Well, and just to make sure everybody understands, once it is erected, which it should take a couple hours on Wednesday, once it's up, it is open. Even we're not having the opening ceremony until Thursday, but it is going to be open for viewing before then.
That's East Peoria Commissioner Dan Decker talking with WCBU's Tim Shelley. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, once again, the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall will be escorted into East Peoria by veterans and law enforcement this morning, and the public is invited to watch along Washington Street. And the Peoria Park District Board of Trustees is expected to vote tonight on the future of the Christopher Columbus statue in Bradley Park. Options include keeping the statue as is, adding a plaque to add historical context, or removing the statue altogether. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.